Okay, today's daf is Gittin Daf Samaches. Today's daf in Daf Yomi Land is Ashmodai Day. Ashmodai and Shlomo HaMelech. That is, Beis Hashem, what's coming up today. Beis Hashem, a memorable daf. Story that we'll have to talk about. But just one hour from yesterday's daf, before we start with Reish Galusa, about 8 lines up from the bottom on Samach Zayin Mabez, we spoke about issues of refuah, as has been discussed a little bit here, and on tomorrow's daf, the entire daf is all about refuah, and Beis Hashem, the day after that, half the daf is about refuah. There are 4 or 5 places, even less, 3 or 4 places in Shas that have an extensive discussion of refuah. We discussed the Maharsha yesterday, that the one of the elements is to show us that everything is included in Torah. There is nothing out of the purview of Torah. The Gemara gives us medical advice and weather forecasts and business advice. Everything under the sun is in the Gemara because everything is captured by Torah. That's the Maharsha. The Amshal Shlomo, though, if you remember, we mentioned in Chulin, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes it in Yerideya, that we don't use any of these medicines today. We're not allowed to. There's a cherem of the Gaonim against these medicines because we don't understand exactly what they are or how they work, or our bodies might react a little differently, Bizman Hazeh. So that is why we study them, but we don't use them. We don't use them halakha l'maisa. There is an important machlokas Rashi Rambam, just to mention, back in Maseches Psachim. If you remember the Gemara, the Mishnah there talks about Chizkiyahu HaMelech and some of the activities that he did that Chazal were happy with, and some of the activities that he did Chazal were not happy with. So Chazal say that he was gonei sefer refuos, the end of the 4th parak in Maseches Psachim, that Chazal were happy about that. That he put away the sefer refuos. So what does that mean? What kind of sefer refuah? It's a book of medicines. So why would that be a good thing? So Rashi there, in Psachim, has a line that, well, people were following the book instead of following Hashem. Some kind of line not having bitachon, which sounds like a Ramban Bechukosai type of line, which we've discussed that Ramban at length in the past about not going to doctors, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes you sick, so who are you? But 2 points. Number one, all the Achronim say the Ramban doesn't mean what he thinks it, what you think it means. The Ramban says that if you read the entire Ramban from the beginning, he says, at a time of Nevuah, at a time with Gilui Shechina. Then, if you get Tzaras, if you get some other illness, you can say it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, at a time of Hester Panim, for the past thousands of years, of course, not only it's a good thing, it's an obligation to go to a doctor to try to get healed. Along those lines is the Rambam. And the Pirush Mishnah is there in Psachim, the end of the 4th parak. He says, what does it mean he was gonei sefer refuos? Because it was a quack medical book. Or it was a medical book that we didn't use properly that hurt people. It was medicines that were not experienced, that were not tried and tested. Many things that would hurt, the Gorim Lamachla Zubazu, the Kasher Kilklu B'nei Adam V'ayah Horgin Bo, Genazo. It hurt people. And then he says, why am I going into such length here? V'lohe Arachti L'daber Binyin Zeh Elam Neisha Shamati, V'gam Pirshuli. They've told me another pshat. Again, I never saw the Rambam quote Rashi, but maybe this is the closest we'll get. He says, I've heard a pshat. She Shlomo chiber sefer refuos shemchala adam beiz amachla shu panai love va'asa kamo shu omer misrape v'ra'ach chizkiyo shelo yu b'nei adam botchim b'ashem b'machlo seim el al sefer refuos amad v'ganzo. Says the Rambam, umilvad afsus dover ze umashi ishba mena hazios. First of all, it's foolish. Says the Rambam, it's totally wrong. Number one, he says, Chizkiyo HaMelech, this is a good thing, and Chazal supported it. The lowliest of the Hamon Am wouldn't agree to this. If you take this svara to the end, Imra'ev Adam, Upanayel Alechem, V'achalo, if somebody's starving and they eat bread, Shemisrapeh Me'oso Atzaragadol B'lisafek, that bread is going to help them not be starving anymore. Ha'im Nomar Shehesir B'tchono Me'ashem, oh, you don't have B'tachon, You went to the bread instead of going to God. No, says the Rambam. Here's the great line: Ki kamosha ani model Hashem be'es ha'ochel shehimsi li davar lohasir ravoni ulach yoteni lekaimeni. Just like I thank Hashem because He's the one that created the bread. Kach no delo shehimsi refua hamarapes machlati keshesh tamishbo. He created the medicine. And just like there's a mitzvah to eat so that you stay healthy, there's a mitzvah to take medicine so that you get healthy. I wouldn't even have to say anything about this, but there's a lot of people out there that hear it. And this is a very hashkafic and important Rambam to realize that Bizman Hazeh, you know, it's our obligation to do what we can to keep ourselves healthy, to make ourselves healthy, to do what the doctors tell us will keep us in V'nishpatim Ol Rav Shoseichem. We are not on the level of, Hashem's in charge. No, we're not. What they feel in the going at the end of his life, just give me the Dubna Magid, don't give me the doctor. Okay, we're not there, we're not the grub, and we have to realize everything we could do for medical health, we have an obligation. Not just an option. We have an obligation to do in order to fulfill our charge. Okay, now let's get into Reish Galusa. Eight lines for the bottom or so on Samach Zayin Amabes. Amalei Reish Galusa L'Rav Sheshes. My time, Eloso and Margabon. Why? Ask the Reish Galusa to Rav Sheshes. Why don't you eat with us? Amalei Delo Mali Avdi. Because your servants aren't so great. The Chashid Ya'ever Menachai. I don't trust the kashras of your servants in the kitchen. Amale Miyemar. He says, who told you? What do you mean? Amale, Hashta Machvin Alecha. I'll show you. Watch this. Amale Lashamei. So Rav Sheshes sells his servant, Zil Ginov. Go into the kitchen and steal. Get for me something. I see Lichada Kara Mechevasa. Bring me one leg of the animal. Bring me a leg of the animal. Bring me a palki. Right? Bring me one leg. Ask the Mefarshim, is this stealing? You let us steal. The Rambam, whatever we've spoken about Ganev in the past, the Rambam Paskins, based on the Gemara, Gonev al Manas Lamekan is also usser. Stealing even with in mind to return it to its owner. Stealing just to tease, that's also usser d'oraisa, according to the Rambam. And not only is it usser according to the Rambam, we've pointed this out, the Rambam feels the need to quote this in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he just quotes a few halachos to capture the essence of the mitzvah, in Lo Sa'asei Reish Mem Dalet, the one halacha that he quotes in Geneva is Lo Tignovo, Amanas L'Mekat. Right, that somehow captures the essence, because it's about the Maisa Avera, even though you're not going to cause any Hefsin Mammon. You're going to give it back in half an hour. Right, so that's the, it's Usser. Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Ezeon Eshach says, this can't be Usser. This can't be, we all do it! The Rabbeinu Tam has a Lashon. In school, they take somebody's pencil and they wrap for 5 minutes and they make, so we all do it! So Rabbeinu Tam says, it must be, no, you're stealing it to keep, but your kavan is only to tease him, and not to really keep it. Okay, but that's a chiddush, that you need a pasuk to tell me, a drasha to tell me, that will be usur. The Rambam and Rav Rishonim assume it's just even if you're giving it back. So ask the Achronim, how could Rav Sheshes say this? How could Rav Sheshes tell his servant to go steal the chicken leg if even Gonev Amnas L'Mekat is usur? Says the Ben Yehoyada, the Baalei Agadah are going to play major roles on today's daf. Here the Ben Yehoyada, but this is a halachic issue, he says, the fact that he's told his servant to do it in front of the Reish Galusa. So it wasn't stealing. It's all the Reish Galusas. So it wasn't stealing in that way. He says, go. The Reish Galusa says, who says? He says, I'll show you. So that's why it wasn't a problem. To Amar L'Shami, Davarzel, Afnei Reish Galusa, Shu Balabayas, Abasar Shalo, Ubir Shuso Kavid, Balachedim, Yigro, Minavadim, Ein, Zeganeva. He's doing it, Al Das, the Balabayas. Number two, Lafrushim, Eisura. He's doing it to prevent them from stealing in the future. So then it would be okay. That would be different than just stealing Amanas L'Mekat. So what happens if Sheshes says, go steal, so they bring him a leg. I see lay. So they bring him one leg. Amar lahu, ahadmuli, hadmi dechevasa. Then he tells the servants, could you lay out for me the entire animal? Lay out the entire animal. Ayesu tzlas kare. So they brought out the animal. It was only three legs. Osivu kame. They put it in front of him. Amar lahu, habal shalosh raglayim have. Wow, three-legged animal? Didn't know that they exist. Pasok, Aisu Chada Me Almas. They went back to the kitchen. No, wait. They ripped off a leg from a different animal. Osivu Kame. So now he's got four legs. Amar Leila Shame. Osvu Nami Lahakti Dach. Okay, now he tells his servant, now you put your leg out. Osva, he put it out. Amar Lu Hai Bas Chamishra Glaim Have. Wow, five-legged animal. And in that way, Rav Sheshes was able to prove that the servants were lying. Omelei, that's why we need mashgichim, proper mashgichim for elements like this, where they're nervous about something and they'll, under pressure, do something that they wouldn't do lechatchila. Omelei, yihachi, levdu kamei demar v'leichol. So the Reish Galuza says, okay, let them prepare food in front of you. You'll watch it the whole time, and then you'll eat. Omelei, lechayi. Fine. Krivu taka kamayo, they brought a tray in front of him. Va'aisu kamei bisra, they brought in front of him meat. Va'osivu kamei, and they put in front of him ristina dechanka chamsa. What does that mean? It's a piece of meat with tiny little bones in it, which could get caught and make cause the eater to choke. Why are they doing that? Rav Sheshes was blind. So they don't like Rav Sheshes. They're trying to give him this piece of meat to hopefully get him to choke on it. Right? That's the hope. Rashi says on the bottom, Etzem Katan Shal Kafa Yarech Shadam Bol Ovenechnak. Be sure to Rav Sheshes Sagi Narhu. That's what they were trying to do. What does it mean? Chancha Chamsa? The Ben Yoyada says it must be that one time somebody once gave this to his mother-in-law. Right? Chancha Chamsa. The mother-in-law is choked. So from then on, they called this the bone that the mother-in-law choked on. That's what the Ben Yoyada. So what happens? Gashashay, as any wise man would do, Rav Sheshes felt around by the meat in front of him before he ate it, and he realized what was going on. Vishakle, he took out the little bone, karche besudre, he put it into his handkerchief and put it into his pocket. So, labasar the achil, after he finished eating, amrile, they said, ignev lankisa de kasva. All of a sudden they wanted to, they saw Rav Sheshes had something in his pocket, they didn't know what was going on. So they said, oh, Yosef and Binyamin story, right? Somebody stole a silver goblet of ours. So they found something wrapped up in his handkerchief, in his pocket. Oh, you see, the Reish Galuza says to Rav Sheshes, see, even if we prepared it in front of you, you don't want to eat from us. Right, you're just making fun of us. Amar Lahu, Ana Mechal, and Rav Sheshes here gives an answer. He could have just said, they're all wrong, but maybe he didn't want to say that. He just wanted to prove them wrong in a different way. He said, "I know mechachli v'tami bay taima dechibra. I ate, but you know what? When I tasted it a taste of an animal with saras. Chibra is white. An animal with saras. Amrile chibra lo avilana idna. You're wrong, Rav Sheshes. Nothing like that happened in the kitchen today. Amar lahu. He says, Badku beduchte. Go check the spot where this piece of meat came from. Go check the skin. Go check." Rav Chizda says, Uchma b'chivra, b'chivra b'uchmasa, if you have a black spot on a white animal, a white spot on a black animal, lakusahi, that is a sign of saras, baduk ashkechuas. Obviously they checked, and there it was, a sign of saras. Was it there? Was there an ace that occurred? That Hashem made it there? Question. Kika nafuk. So Rav Sheshes was taking his leave, he was going out, and these avadim, you know, they'll try again. You know, whatever doesn't work, you know, they'll try to get him again. Right? Lahavdil, I mean, you remember by Yashol HaMelech, over and over again, trying to kill David in many different ways. First time didn't work, let's try again, without getting the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting. Right? Try to shoot him, try to send him out to battle. So here again, didn't work, they'll try again. Kika Nafik, Karule Bira, they dug a pit. Vishadule Tzifte Lave, they put a mat on the pit. So hopefully he'll fall in. And they said, please, Rav Sheshes, come. You hear our voice? Come across and come take a rest. All of a sudden, Rav Sheshes, he has Rav Chizda behind him, make a grunt. Make like a sound. Like, ahem, ahem, ahem. Right? The coughing of today. Meaning he obviously realized maybe Rav Chizda was trying to tell him something. Omer le Lianuka. So he says to a child that was passing by, Psok le Psukecha. You want to please tell me a pasuk that you're learning? Amalei, he says to him, Netelecha al yamincha o al smalecha. Turn to your right or turn to your left. Right, who was that? Remember the story with Avner and Asael, where Avner didn't want to have to kill him, and Asael's like cornering him. He says, please move so I don't have to kill you. Asael refused, he went right to Avner, and Avner took care of him. And that's why Yoav eventually took revenge, because he didn't feel that Avner should have killed Asael. But he goes, turn to the right or turn to the left. That's right, we'll get to the Rashi in a minute. Amalei l'shameh. So Rav Sheshes takes it as a simon. Maichaz kachazis, you see anything in front of us? Amarle tzifita the shadi, I see a rug, a mat on the floor. Amarle hadermina, go around. Go around. Right, that's my message that I take from this pasuk. Labasar denafik, amarle Rav Chizda, minavi yadamar. Afterwards, Rav Chisda asked him, How'd you know? Maybe it could be Rav Chisda just like coughed by accident. But Rav Sheshes took it as a simon. Or maybe Rav Chisda is asking, How'd you guess what it was? Number one, you grunted. And number two, you know, I heard the pasuk. I knew they would start something. Those avadim, and therefore, I knew to take precautions. Period. A couple of points here. Number one is Rashi. Very unusual Rashi. Rashi says on the telach on this pasuk, right? This pasuk. Go to the right or go to the left. What does Rashi say? Pasuk hu ba'asael. It's a pasuk by Asael. When does Rashi ever give you a little hint of the story? And if he does that, sometimes Rashi does that, like pasuk hu ba'ezra. He'll say that because, you know, we're not so familiar with the end of Ksuvim. So Rashi will say, Pasuk hu ba'asael. What are the Achronim wonder? What's Rashi trying to drive at here? So maybe the Birei Daf here quotes a number of Achronim that try to suggest things for Rashi, the Madane Melech. Maybe Rashi's saying, Shari Eitzel Asael, Im Hayanota al Yamin o al Smol, Hayanitz al Meharigaso. Right? That was the point that Avda was telling him, move away so I don't have to kill you. You'll be saved. The fact that he went straight brought his death. It's exactly about Asael. Just like here, if you go straight, you're going to die. That's Rashi's emphasizing, just like Asael. It's not just like a remez. Like most of the time, Sokli Psukecha has nothing to do with the story. This is exactly the story. If you go to the right or to the left, so then you will be saved. And others say, he quotes, Shekavanas Rashi Bazel Omar, She'ein Lomot She'yada HaTinok Mimase Avadim. Don't think that the child knows exactly what's going on, and he's saying this pasuk specifically. No, he's just saying a pasuk about Asael. Rav Sheshes figured out that it applied to him. But don't think that the child was in on it, and he was doing it b'kavana. It was all hashkacha. Good, that's on the Rashi. But then we have the more general issue that is discussed by the Rishonim, and that is this nichush? Right, are we allowed to do this? Are we allowed to ask a child a pasuk and based on that pasuk know what to do and fashion my life? Isn't there an Issur Daraisa? There's a few Issur Daraisa, but one of them is all about nichush. Nichush means something's going to happen and I'm going to base my behavior based on nichush. For example, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Perek Yud Aleph, Ein menach shen kagoyim. Don't follow Nichush. What is it? Could go in Elush Omrim. Hold enough lapiti mi pi, the bread fed out of my mouth. Nofel makli mi yadi, like that. Or a black cat crossed my path. Or whatever it is. Right? I'm not leaving my house today. I'm not leaving. Bad luck. Bad luck, bad omen. That's Nichush. You hear birds talking. Tov lasos davar ploni, v'ra lasos davar ploni, and all of those, said the Rambam, it's Asur. It's Asur, I call Asur. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Radvaz, ask the Ravid even a little bit. Look in the Gemara. What about the Gemara asks in Chulin? What about Eliezer, Eben Avraham? What about Yonasan, the son of Shaul? Those stories also. So, various suggestions given. The most common answer, the Ran in Maseches Chulin says, if it makes sense, that's not Nichush. If it makes sense. Right? Meaning, Eliezer says, oh, whichever girl gives me and my camels water, that's going to be the one. That's not Nichush. That's looking for a Balas Chesed. That's not Nichush. Yonasan says, if they say, oh, you come here right now, or they say, you stay there, we're coming on you, so that reflects bravery or courage or being scared. So that makes sense. Anything that makes sense, says the Ran Chulin Sadihei, that's not considered Nichush. That's number one. Right, a black cat crossing your path, that's nothing. Shanacha Shasratar Hu Atoles Var Besiman Shain Svar Nosenes Shiehebem Goreim Toelas Bedavar O Nezek Pito Nafal Miado Tzvi Hifsiglam Baderech Aval Halokeh Simanim. What if somebody says, if it rains tomorrow, I'm not going on the teal? That's Nichush. No, that's obvious. That's a good idea. That's, you don't want to get stuck. Anything that makes sense is not a problem, as the Ran goes into more on this daf. That doesn't really help us here. Doesn't make sense to ask for a pasuk. So that's why the Kesef Mishnah and the Smag, that's quoted by the Ran here, the Smag says, Psok Le Psukecha is different. That's also, that's a Kain Nevuah, says the Smag. That's Ke'i Nevuah. That's not Stam, you know, other signs. Asking a child for something, that's okay. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam continues and says, the Rambam's svara here doesn't sound like it works in our Gemara, but I'll read it to you. The Rambam says, Misha Amar. Somebody says, Hashoa Latino is a pasuk atolame. Im amarlo pasuk min abrachos yismach. V'yomer zesim and tov. Kol eilu v'chayotze behen mutter. Why? So you might say Ke'i Nevuah, like the Smog says. The Rambam says, Hoel velo kivein maisav, velo nimna milasos, elo asa zes simen laatzmo, shekfar haya, hari zem mutter. You know the Rambam I read our Gemara? He didn't really rely on the pasuk. He relied on Rav Chisda grunting behind him. The pasuk kind of put it over the top. But really, he already knew something was up by Rav Chisda's grunt. That's why it's different. The Smog doesn't say that. The Smog says Ke'i Nevuah. And if you look in the Sefer Goral Agra, in the Sefer Goral Agra, he quotes all of these cases, all the stories in history about Goral Agra, fascinating Sefer. But there he quotes from Midrashim and Gemaras we find often. Psokli Psukecha. Remember the Elisha ben Avuya Gemara, the Acher Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tezvav? Right, they go to 15 or 13 different kids. Psokli Psukecha. And each one of them said something that Acher interpreted as, you know, Acher never doing tshuva. And including here. And including, he goes to Gemara in Chulin, quotes four or five Gemaras about Psokli Psukecha. He says, that's different. That's using the Torah. That's Ke'i Nevuah. That's using a Chumash somehow. And he talks all about the Goral Agra, which again, is not done only by Yechidei Skula, who know how to do it, who Bavadeh will rely on it. Yeah, we know it's been used in various times in history. Or Bar Kotler, they say, used it before to know whether to go to America or Eretz Yisrael. Or Bar Yelavin used it to identify the bodies, Rachman al-Islan, after the massacre of the Lamed Hay. So we've used it in different times. But either way, that might be different because it's psukim. Viter. Also, the Bach says in Yerodea, maybe only the Amoraim, or great people are allowed to use it and not the average. For them, it's Ke'i Nevuah. For me and you, for us, you know, it wouldn't be that level. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to it. We are up to one of the more well-known demon Gemaras in Shas, the story of Ashmodai and Shlomo HaMelech. Keep in mind the Rambam. Can't learn any Haggadah without remembering the Rambam. The Rambam, in his introduction to Chelek, talks about three different approaches to Haggadah. Three different approaches to Haggadah. The Rambam says one approach to Haggadah is that people who take it literally and accept it, because this is what Chazal said and this is what must be. And it's literal, and I don't understand it, but it's literal. The Rambam sympathizes with that approach. He says they're Yerei Shamayim, they're true Jews, they're following what it says in Chazal, but they're a little misguided to think that it's only about the literal. But he doesn't have anything against them. He says they're missing the point, but you have to realize that, you know, they're taking the words Kipshuto. That's one group. Then you have the other group. Also, they take it literally, but because it's literal, they say, what kind of crazy story is this? And they reject Chazal because of this, because of their approach. And that, obviously, says the Rambam, or the Kofrim, and the people who make fun of Yados and make fun of the Gemara, etc. Neither of them are what we accept. And then the Rambam says, the third group, and he even says, and I wouldn't even call it a group, because there are so few of us that do this. That's the Rambam. The Kachlishis, the Haim Chai Hashem, Ma'atim Ad Ma'od, Ad She'ein Ro'oi Lekrosam Kat. Can't even call him a Kat. El Kamoshe Ye'amar Lashemesh Min, V'raki Yechida, Osa B'nei Adam, Shediz Bara Etzlam, Gedulas Chachamim, Zechronim Levracha, V'tov Sichlam, V'cheim Esigo Ha'emes, V'nis Ames Lahem, Shedivreyem Yeshlo Nigle, V'nistar. There's the revealed, what you read, and what's behind. Whenever they say something that appears impossible, dibru bohem b'derachita u'mashal. So that part maybe is not literal. It's written in that way for us to understand it some way, but it might be not won't be literal. Shadivre chachamim kulam b'dvarim ha'elyonim sheim atachlis v'chulu. And he continues here again. It's a very important Rambam in his Akdama Techelek. If you never saw it. It's one of the parts of the beginning of Chelek that we don't always do, right? We always focus on the other parts of the Animamins, but this is also there. And also an important makar, the Maharal here says, realize that there's a lot going on here that doesn't meet the eye, but if you look in the first volume of the Ein Yaakov, not the one on Gittin, the first volume, he quotes there about five hakdamos, five ma'amarim on Haggadah. So he quotes the Mavo Haggadah of Rav Maariv Chayes, and he quotes the Ma'amar Haggadah of Rav Avraham and Rambam. He quotes many. One of them there he quotes is Ma'amar al Haggadah from the Ramchal, from the Baal Masul Sisharim. It's very short. It's one page. So he quotes there also. He says, why did Chazal do this? Why do we have it? So he says, when they decided, we had on Daf Samach, when they decided to write down the Torah, they realized that certain depths and secrets of the Torah can't be written down. You can't have somebody who just opens up a book and reads the secrets of the Torah. No, you have to have somebody who works and is committed and has a melus. And only then, so Chazal, when they wanted to convey secrets and amazing messages, they dafka wrote it in ways that on the surface appear strange and appear like wild stories. So, but we have to realize that there's a lot there, dafka. And those, the Rambam second group, right, that's terrible. Right, you read it, you're like, oh, that's exactly the point. We don't want you to know about it. Right, if you're not committed to the Torah and committed to Amelus, so then okay, you blew it. You don't have that. You won't get to the secrets of the Torah. So that's an important, also very short suggested reading about Agada, the Mamar of the Ramchal on Agados, quoted at the beginning of the Ein Yaakov. Okay, so now let's get into it with that introduction. We'll make haras here and there relating to the story. So Asisi li Sharim v'Sharos v'Sanukos b'nei Ha'adam. Shida Vishidos, the pasuk in Koheles. Sharim Vishiros, Elu Min. Why is this here? Because the first Mishnah spoke about Kerdikus, and that was the shade. Getting into it. So, Elu Min Ezemer V'Tanukos B'nei Ha'adam. Shlomo HaMelech created many different instruments. Elu V'Tanukos B'nei Ha'adam. Elu Brechos U'Merchatzos. A lot of bathhouses. Shida Vishidos. Hacha Targimu Shida Vishidatin. Here we explained it as male and female demons. B'ma'arava Amri Shidita. In Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they said it meant chariots. Chariots. Ask the Ben Yoyada in the Benayahu. Says, chariots? What, they didn't have, what was so great about creating chariots? What was so great? Says the Ben Yoyada, unbelievable. You know what I think this means? Shlomo HaMelech knew every chachma. So you know what? I think he knew the chachma of motor. Motorization. I knew it. He didn't say it to anybody. But I think that's what this word means. He had motorized wagons. It was 1,000 years before anybody else had motorized wagons. Look, Shlomo HaMelech had every chachma. That's what the Navi says. So he had it. And, you know, he didn't tell anybody. That's what it means that he had, in this case, that he created wagons. Right? There's a, the Chashuk Echemet discusses this, this Benayahu, that, you know, the different Benayahu, himsi kvar Shlomo HaMelech b'chachmas was mechoniyot shel yameinu. Says maybe at that time it would have caused too many problems. And he says, he heard from his brother-in-law, Ruchan Kanievsky, that the Stifler also felt that was the pshat of this Gemara. That we think that cars was something new. Shlomo HaMelech had that chachma ready too. Pretty amazing. Amazing line. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Meos Mini Sheidim Ayu B'Shichin, 300 types of Sheidim there were in Shichin. B'Shida Atzma, any of the amahi, but I can't put my finger on exactly what a shade is. Omer mar hacha targimu shida v'shidatin. Here it says shida v'shidatin. Shida v'shidatin amahi ba'ilei. What did Shlomo HaMelech need demons for? It says he created demons, right? So what exactly did he need them for? The Marsha here says you're not allowed to be mishtamish for demons for no reason, right? So we find the few Gemaras in Shas about demons where they were used. There's a Gemara in Mi'ila, Daf Yud Zayinish, that they used a demon to help remove a gzera against Bnei Yisrael. But here the Marsha says this was the tzarech of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, as we will see. So dechsev ahabayis bihibano so even shleima maso niv nevagomer to build the mizbeach and even maybe parts of the Beis Hamikdash, you had to use stones that were not hewn. So amar luhu l'rabbanan hechi evin says to Shlomo to the rabbis, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get stones, all different sizes, for the Beis HaMikdash, without cutting them? Amrulei, Yicha Shamira, Ta'isi Moshe Labnei Ephod. Right, there's the Shamir, little worm, that we know from Pirkei Avos, that Moshe Rabbeinu used to cut the stones for the Ephod, this week's Parsha. Amr Lahu, hey, this is a great Shabbos table story, right here, right, related to the Parsha. Amr Lahu, Hech Ishtakech. So Shlomo says, where do I find the Shamir? It's amazing. He knew Chachma, but he didn't know where the Shamir was. The Chachamim had to tell him. Amrulei, Aisi Shida Veshidatin. Bring some demons, right? Kavashinu Ahadadi. And please put them, pressure them, squeeze them together, which might mean just pressure them. Efshar Diadi Magli Lacha. Maybe they know, and they will tell you exactly where the Shamir is. Okay, Bezer, tomorrow, if we have time, next time we'll get into the list of the miracles in Pirkei Avos, the Shamir and others, Big Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, about that we'll get to later. So what happens? I see Shida Vishidatin and Kavshinu Adadi. So they bring Shida Vishidatin, they bring Nibins, and they put him in front of Shlomo. Amri Anan Lo Yadinan. We don't know where the Shamir is. Dilma Ashmodai Malka the Shida Yada. Maybe Ashmodai, the king of the demons, maybe he knows where it is. Amaluhu Echi Asya. Where is he? Where's Ashmodai? Amri Le Isa Baturaplan. He's on such and such a mountain. Karyale Bira, he's dug for himself a ditch, Umalyale Maya, and filled it with water, Umirse Batinra, and he closed it with a rock, he put a rock on it for safekeeping, Vachasme Bukushpanke, and he sealed it with his seal, so he knows if it was tampered with. And Vakal Yoma Salak Larakia, Vigamar Mesifta Zurakia, he goes up every day to the heavenly court and he learns there, Vinachas La'ara, Vigamar Mesifta Da'ara. He comes down and then is involved with the lower court. Va'asi Sayale Lukushpanke, every day he comes down and checks his seal to make sure it was not tampered with, and if it was in Umaglile, he takes off the cover and reveals the water, Vishasi, and he takes a drink. Umachsile, and then he covers it again, Vachasim Leva Azil, and he seals it again. Says the Maharsha, don't think his drinking is like our drinking. Don't think that. Says the Maral on this Gemara. Yeshbo Shelos Rabos Atsumos. Says there are major issues about this Gemara. But remember, Da, ki ashedim e kochos misyachsos laelyonim u misyachsos latachtonim. Shedim relate to, they have a little bit of angelic nature, a little bit of human nature. Remember the Gemara in Chagiga Tezayin, where the Gemara says, Shisha dvarim nemru b'mazikin. Shlosha b'hen kibnei adam, v'shlosha dvarim kemalachim. Right? Three ways they're like people, three ways they're like angels. They eat and drink like people, but not exactly. Al yaw al daitacha, says the Maharal. Ki yesh lahem shtia kamo shtia shelanu. Ein adavar kach. When it says here that he drank the water, it doesn't mean he drank literally the water. It means he somehow got nourished from this universe. Somehow. Ki ein lam shtia shalanu. Aval shtia hi lefi yichus atzmam. Ki bamesha tachtonim hi efshar lahem hi bilti kabbalah. Hu achil shal tachtonim. He goes into it. It's a different type of drinking. So there's a lot of, again, mishalim here that we have to realize. Okay? So what happens? This is what he does every day. So Shlomo's like, I gotta get him. Shad rei lebenayo ben yoyada. He says benayo, right, is his top general. And he gives him what he needs. Yoivlei, I don't know if he explained to him how to do it, but Benayo knew what to do, so it must be that Shlomo had explained to him beforehand. Yoivlei shushilta, dechakik al Hashem, he gives him a chain with Shem Hashem engraved on it, v'izkasa dechakik al Hashem, and a ring that has Shem Hashem on it, v'gabavi de'imra, and a ball of wool, v'zike dechamra, and some bottles of wine. Ozal, so what does he do? Kara bir mitatoi. What does Benayo do? He goes, he digs a hole lower on the mountain from where the ditch of Ashmodai was. Vishafinu lamaya. And he siphons off all the water. He makes a little hole between his ditch and the ditch of Ashmodai, so he brings the water all the way down. Vishatminu b'gvavi de'imra. And once he gets all the water out, he closes up the hole with the wool. And then what does he do? The kara bir mi'iloi. He goes to dig another ditch above the hole, v'shavchinu lacham, and he pours the wine into that ditch, and then gets it into the ditch of Ashmodai also, v'taminu. So he has now successfully switched the water into wine without breaking the seal on top. So Salak Yasabilada, and then he goes and waits. He sits in a tree. Kiyasa Sairi Lugushpanka, when he comes back after being in the Masiftis, he sees the seal. Galye, he says, good, no tampering, he reveals. Ashka Chechamra. He sees wine in there. Amar, he says, what's going on here? Ksiv. He didn't know who did it, but he knows something's up. Ksiv, late Sayayin Homesh Shechar, Vechoshoge Baloyakam. Any scoffer, anyone who's involved in wine and beer, won't get wise. So, he knows something's up. Ksiv, Znus Vyayin Vetira Shikachlev, Loishti, so he didn't drink. The little Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos says, "Af al pi shezeh pasuk lo nechtav adayin o yodin." Right, a classic, like the Gemara says often. They're not quoting the exact pasuk that wasn't written yet. Right, this is a pasuk from Mishlei, so it seems like Mishlei was written later in Shlomo's life. It wasn't written yet, so he's quoting just wisdom, but not that he's quoting the exact pasuk. By the way, I forgot to mention the previous little Tosfos. Get me Ashmodai. Why did you need Ashmodai to find out where the Shamir was? Why didn't he just ask the Urim and Tumim? Right, don't you ask the Urim and Tumim whenever the king has Shilas? Right? So why do you ask the Urim Tumim? Says Tosfos, ki lo ratzu l'shol b'ur metumim, kishe yecholon l'shol adei davar acher. If there's any other option, then we're not going to ask the Urim Tumim. So, getting Ashmodai, and this whole story that we're about to read, that was another option. Okay, there's another answer given, though, by the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov says, you only ask the Urim Tumim something about what's going to be in the future, or advice for Klal Yisrael. Here it's just a metzius. Where's the Shamir? That's not the kind of question that you're allowed to ask the Urim Tumim. Even it's for the good of Klal Yisrael, because you want to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says, his answer, there's another option, and the Ein Yaakov back on our Gemara. Right, back on our Gemara says, V'nirali dezeh ein zeh me'inyin she'elos Urim Tumim, rak leida masha asilios, hatzlacha b'melchama. Right, as we know that from elsewhere, you don't just ask halachic shilas to the Urim Tumim. So that's what he is. So he's waiting. He comes back. He doesn't drink. But what happens? Kitzachi got really thirsty after a while. Lo sagila. He can't control himself, and he says to himself, "Yaini samach levavenosh." Says on the side, "Ishis." He takes a drink. Rav evagana, and he falls asleep. Noch is, so what happens? Benayo says, here's my chance. He comes down. Asa, shada, beishu, shilta, satme. He locks him up. He enchains him with the chain of Hashem's name. Ki itar, when he wakes up, avi kam ifrizal. He starts flailing around. What's going on here? Who chained me up? Amar le says, Benayo, shma demara alach, shma demara alach. The name of your master is upon you, meaning don't think you could get out. So kinake leva asi, as he's walking back with him now, Mata Dikla Chafbe Shadye. He passed a tree, he rubbed against it, and it smashed. Mata Labese Shadye. He rubbed against the house fell down. Mata Gabi Kuva Dahi Armalta. They get close to a little hut of an almana, of a widow. And the almana, I guess, saw what was going on. So Nafka, she goes out. Ichanan Ale, she begs him, please don't go near my house. Don't go near my house. Kafa Lukum Semine. So he bends his body away from the house. Itba Begarma, and in that way he breaks a bone. Breaks one of his bones. He was a very delicate demon. Right? So obviously there's symbolism there. What does that mean? Maybe it means he went against his grain to do something nice. Right? Whatever that is, but he broke. Amar, but he says, Hainu dechsev, alashon racha tish bar garem. Right? A soft tongue, this woman, broke my bone. Chaza, then five things happen that he did, that the Gemara will explain later, Bez Hashem, why he did it. Chaza sam yedave katoi beurcha. He sees a blind man. They see a blind man who's wandering on the road. Askel urche. So Ashmodai helps him get back on the road. He gives directions. Chaza rav yedave katoi beurcha. He sees a drunkard that's also wandering. Askel urche. He also helps him out. Chaza ached vasa davi kamach diloya. He sees a simcha. He sees a wedding. Sees a wedding, they're celebrating, bacha, and he starts crying. Shamelahu gavra tahavi kamar, he sees a man saying to, hey, lo'ushchafa to a shoemaker, avarli misani l'shev shani, could you please make me shoes for 7 years? Achich, and he laughs and smiles. Chazahu kasma davi kasim, he sees a magician trying to do magic. Achich, he smiles. Okay, we'll have to get to those stories later. Kimata lahasam, when he came back to Shlomo HaMelech, to Yerushalayim, lo ailu alagabe de Shlomo at lasayome, they didn't bring him into Shlomo for 3 days. Doesn't say why. Maybe Shlomo was busy testing him to see if it was really Ashmodai. Yoma kama amaluhu, amaylo kaboyli malka lagabe. Why isn't the king, on the first day he asks, why isn't the king bringing me to in front of him? Amarle anse mishte. He's had a lot to drink. He's, has a hangover. Shaka levente osava chaverta. He takes a brick and puts it on top of another brick. Asu amar le Shlomo. They go tell Shlomo, this is what he did. It's strange. Amar lehu. Shlomo says, no, hachi amar lehu. This is what he's telling you. Hadar ashkayua. Take some more to drink. If you want to get rid of the effects of the hangover, drink a little more, and that'll help you out. Meaning, maybe Shlomo's testing him here. Lamachar amar lehu. The second day. Vamaylo kaboy li malka lagabe. Why doesn't the king bring me in front of him? Amru le. Anse Michla, he's eating too much. Right, the food is getting too much to him. Shaka Leventi Mechaverte, he takes the brick off the other one. Osva Aar, and he puts it on the earth. Also Amr the Shlomo, they go tell Shlomo again. Amr Lahu, Hachi Amr Lahu. This is what he's telling you. Negidu Mine Mechle, withhold food. Meaning, you ate too much, so stop eating. Lasov Tlasa Yome, after 3 days, Ayelaka, may they finally bring the Ashmada in front of Shlomo. Shokal Kanya, Umashach Arba Garmide, he takes a reed that is 4 amos long, Vishada Kame, and he throws it in front of him, throws it in front of Shlomo, Amarle. Michdi, Ashmadai says, Shlomo, come on. Kimayis ahu gavra, when anyone, meaning you, die, lesle bahadein alma eladal garmide. You only have your dalat amos. Mace is going to dalat amos. Hasha kavashti lukuli alma, velo savata de kavash and amili didi. You have everything in the world. You also needed me. You have chachma, you have osher. Remember the Navi, Malachim Aleph, describes he had everything. Kings from all over. Why the queen of Shva just came to speak to him because like she was just in shock about the wisdom and he had everything. So Hashmadai says, what do you need me for? Right? You need everything. Right? It reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Chulin. Remember the Gemara in Chulin? Haman min HaTorah minayin? How do we know Haman? From Hamina Eitz Hazeh. Right? What's the connection between a Haman and Hamina Eitz by Adam? So all the Bali Musar say, because Adam had everything. Adam could eat from every tree in the world, except for one. And he failed. Because he couldn't eat from one, that was it. Couldn't get beyond it. That was Haman. Every single Jew bowed down to him. He had everything. He was second in command. There's one measly Jew that doesn't bow down. Nothing. I have nothing. For kol zein eno shav li, right? He tells Zeresh. It's not worth it to me. So that's what Ashmadai is telling Shlomo. Well, what are you want? You have everything. What do you need me for? Amar le Shlomo says, Lo kabina minachmiti. I don't really need you for anything. Ba'ina de'ivne la beis hamikdash. I have to build a beis hamikdash. Shavakami ba'ili shamira. I need the shamir. Amar le says Ashmadai. L'didi lo maser li. I don't have it. L'sara diyama maser le. The sar, the angel of the sea, has it. V'loka yavle elalatarna gola bra. And he only gives it to the wild hen, to mehemin le'ashvuase, that swears that he's going to take care of it. Okay? So Shlomo's got to use his wisdom now to figure out how to get the shamir. Umay avid bey, what does he do? Unbelievable. Mamti le l'ture. I'm sorry, before we get there, what does the wild hen do with the shamir? Mamti le l'ture de lesbu yishuv. He brings the shamir to a mountain that has no vegetation, that has nothing on it. Umanach le ashina de tura. He puts the shamir on the tip of the mountain, on the top. Upaka tura, the mountain splits open. Umankit. And then this hen goes and gathers. Maisi bizrani meilani takes seeds from trees. Vishadi asam, he throws it into the cleft, into the crack of the mountain. Vahavi yishuv, and eventually he has vegetation, and he has what to eat. Vahaini tiv metargamina nagartura, and that's why the duchifas is called the nagartura. That's the wild hen, that's the targum of splitting the mountain. Okay? So Shlomo's like, okay, I gotta get this. But kukina de tarnagola bra, they found a nest of a wild hen, the Islay Bani, that had young children in it. The Chafiua Lekine Zugisa Chivarti. And they covered the nest with clear glass. That's the material they had. So you could see the kids, but you can't get there. Kiyasa boy lemeao velomatsi, when the mother hen came back. So, well, the hen, the male, right, he came back, well, he couldn't get in. Couldn't get in. So what does he do? How do I break this glass? Ah, the shamir. Armele, I see shamir rav osvi alave. He went to get the shamir, and he put the shamir onto the glass. Rama bekala, right when he put it on, Rashi says, a shliach of Shlomo starts making noise. Hey, hey, Shadi, he gets all scared. He drops it. Shakle, and the servant of Shlomo grabs and takes the shamir. Azal chanak nafshi ha-shvuase, and the hen went and strangled himself because he violated the shvua. Okay, what does that mean? A hen doesn't have das. So, not for now. Amar le binayahu, my time up. So now, that's the story. So they got the shamir, and that's how Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Wonderful. Back to the story of Ashmadai. Binayahu says, can I ask you a couple of questions? Amar le binayahu, my time up. Ki chazise lahu samya. Why, when you saw that blind man? Tavi katoi ba'urcha, that was wandering. Asikte lo'urche. Why'd you help him out and put him back on the road? Amar le, machrezale berkiya. I heard them announcing in heaven that tzadik gomerhu, that he is a totally righteous person. Uman da'aved le nicha nafshe. Whoever gives him help, zachila amada asi. Right, it'll be zoche to olam haba. Whatever that means for Ashmadai. But basically, Ashmadai didn't do it because he's a great guy. He did it because for himself, selfish purposes. I heard that I'm going to win if anybody does something good for him, so I did it. Umay taima, next. Ki chazise lahu ravya dekatoi beorcha. When you saw the drunkard wandering, asikti loorcha, why'd you help him out? Amarle machrazi alei berakia derasha gomerhu. I heard in Shammai that he's a totally wicked person. Va'avdi le'nicha nafshe, and whoever does something good for him will be good. Ki echad deluch le'alma. He gets all his good in this world, so in the next world he could burn. Right, so that's why I helped him out also for ulterior motives. My taima, next. Ki chazise lahu chedvasa bachis. Why'd you cry when you saw the wedding? So this one is interesting. This one is interesting. Amele, boi meis meimas gavra, bego tlasen yomim. The chassin's going to die within 30 days. Uboi minter liyavim katan tlesa shnin, and he only has a baby brother. And the woman's going to have to wait to do yibam for 13 years. She's going to be stuck. She's going to be an Amana Chayus. So, why was he upset about that? Even that got Tashmudai. Right? Such tragedy. Even that got Tashmudai. Umay time, Akisha Mitelo Gavra de Amarle. Lo Ushrafea. Why? When you heard the guy talking to the shoemaker. Avidli Misani Leshev Shnein, make me shoes for 7 years. Achechas, why'd you laugh? Amarle. He says, Ahushiva Yomin Leslai. That guy's not going to make it for 7 days. Misani Leshev Shnein, boy. He wants shoes for 7 years. What's he doing? Says the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim has a line that you should not use shoes of someone who died. Sefer Chassidim. You should not use shoes, even if they fit you. La'echa nitnalo b'minalayim shalmeis v'ratza laseso sam la'ani amrulo v'yahavta l'orecha kamocha timkareim l'nachri shalo yabo l'dei sakana shum Yehudi. It's dangerous for a Jew. If it's dangerous for a guy, you're not allowed to give it to a guy either. You're not allowed to give a guy something dangerous. But it seems like it's dangerous for a Jew. Tough Nun Dalit in Sefer Chassidim. So, on the bottom, the Makar Chesed, the commentary on the Sefer Chassidim. Where does he get this from? Where does this come from? Right? That he says, oh, maybe it comes from our Gemara. Because from our Gemara, right, he's laughing. What's he laughing for? Maybe he doesn't think he's going to live for 7 years, but he's going to have it for his son. He'll give it to his son. What's you laughing so much for? Ah, if you say you can't give it to your son, so maybe it's totally useless. So that's why he was laughing. Maybe that's a smach. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. And he says, even though in Yaradeya, Gimel, Kuflam, Gimel, he quotes that note to be Yehuda tshuva that we like to mention, even though, yes, there are certain Sefer Chassidims that are against Gemara, and if they're against the Gemara, you don't have to go like that. You shouldn't go like it. He says, but if you don't have to, if there's some Kabbalistic idea, like this one he quotes, Kufla Megimo, Levishas min alayim shahayu shalmeis. He quotes this from 1969, Tav Shukhav Tes. So he quotes, he says, there's nothing wrong with holding like it. He says, Va'av she'ika kam edvar me'atzava shelo yadua hatam, she'efshar she'gam tzava zui below tam yadua lanu, mikal makom, ma she'ika lefarish, u'mitam yadua lanu, yish lefarish ken kavanasol atzavaso, v'lo lehachmer al ma she'lekatam. V'lachein min alim she'lachiv zal, mutar lobosh me'achar she'yadua lanu ofan misaso. He quotes limitations about this. Maybe it's only based on the fact that the shoes might have some contagious illness in it, and if you know it was a different reason of death, so then you would be able to use the shoes. So Moshe says you can try to have some lumdis in the Sefer Chassidim as well. Okay, that's just there. Let's get to the next one. What are we up to? My time, Aki Chazizel, who kasva davi kasim acheches. Why'd you laugh when you saw that guy doing magic? Amarle, davi yaseva begazi demalka. He was sitting on a treasure house that was buried right underneath where he was. Lixo my diika tute. Why don't you look underneath where you are instead of trying to do magic and create something? So often in life, right, we're looking elsewhere, but our treasures are right under our nose. Right, there's a lot of mussar about that. Tarche gabe adabani lebeis hamigdash, back to Shlomo. So Shlomo keeps him until he builds the beis hamigdash. Yom achad, habikoy luchu, day one day they were alone. Amar leik siv, kesoa face reim lo, Pasuk says, v'yamrinan kesoa face elu malachei hasharis, reim elu hashedim. My rabu sayuchu minan, what makes you so great, as Shlomo HaMelech? To him, Amalei, Shakoshu Shilta Minai, Vahavli is Kasech, Vahavli Lacha Ruvusai, take off my chains, give me your ring, and I'll show you. Very strange why Shlomo listened to him, but it was all Siyata the Shemaya. Shakle the Shushilta Minai, Vyavle is Kasei, so right when he took off the chains and gave him his ring, Bale, Ashvodai swallowed Shlomo. So what does that mean? There's something here. He overpowered him. Osve lachad gapid verakia lachad gape ba'ara. He put one wing in heaven and one wing on earth. Paske arba mea parsi. And he threw Shlomo HaMelech to the other side of the world. 400 parsos away. Allah he shaita Amar Shlomo, and that at that moment Shlomo said, "My yisron la'adam b'cholam aloshi amol tachad l'shemesh." Everything that I've worked hard in my life, now I'm a nothing. Now I'm on the other side of the world without anything. V'zeh yachelki mikolam ali. My v'zeh. What is the zeh? Rabbi Shmuel chad amar maklo v'chad amar gundo. He either had a stick with him, or something else. He had gundo. He had his cloak. He had. Oh, he didn't have anything with him. He went around begging. I used to be the king. And everybody thought he was joking. Why? Because it must be that Ashmodai was pretending to be him. Right? Pretending to be him. That's why nobody believed him. Kimata Gabi Sanhedrin, when they came to the Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbana and Michti, the Rabbanan say, Shota Bachadim Ilsalo Sarach. When you have a fool, he doesn't keep the same story. He makes up different stories wherever he goes. My eye, what? This guy says the same thing all the time. Amr Leila Benayahu, they start doing research. They say to Benayahu, Kabayla Kamaka Lagabe, has the king ever asked you for anything recently? Amr Lehulo, no, he hasn't actually. Shalchu Leila Malkavasa, they went sent to the queens. Kazi Malka Lagabaihu, has the king been with you? Shalchu Luhu in Kaasi, they say yes. It's a whole big discussion about a shade and Tashmish Hamita, it's a whole unbelievable discussion. Maybe we'll talk about that, not right now. Shalchu Luhu. There's a Taz in Evan Ezer. What if a woman is nivellus to a shade? Is she a Surah Labaila? Right? If she says she was nivellus to a shade, the Taz says no. So, hey, Kasi. So these wives say, yeah. Shalchu Lei. They send back to the wives. Bidku Bakari. Go check his feet. Because Shadim have webbed feet. Shalchu Lehu. Or they have like chicken feet. Shalchu Lei. Bamuki Kasi. He always comes wearing slippers. The Katavalahu Benidu Sayu. And he's always Tovea, that's when we're Nidas. The Katavala Namil Batsheva Ime. He even goes to try to be with his mother, Batsheva. They realize that this is not Shlomo HaMelech. They realize that it's a fake. I saw the Maharal says, why Dafka by the feet? He can pretend to be Shlomo. But by the feet, the place that you're connected to the ground, Gashmias, you can't cover that up. That your shadeness, you know, can't be removed from you. You can't make any pretending. So Asyur, the Shlomo, they bring Shlomo back. Vahavu Luis Kasevish Shilta the Chaka Galei Shame. They get him back the chain and the ring. Ki'ail, when he goes into Ashmadai, Chazi, you see Shlomo Parach, he goes away. He flies away, I'm out of here. V'yafilo hachi habile b'yasusa minei. For the rest of time, Shlomo was always nervous about him. V'haino d'chsev, that's why, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, as we say when we go to sleep at night in Kriyas Shema L'Amita, hinei mitato shel Shlomo shishim gabarim savalam yibar Yisrael. He surrounded himself with strong men. Kulam achuze cher, melom de milchama, ishchar bal yarecha mipachar balelos. Right? He was nervous. Rav Shmuel, and just to end, Rav and Shmuel, we know this is a machlokas also in Megillah. Chad Amar Melech v'Hedyot. One opinion says he was a king, and then he ended up a Hedyot, never getting back. The Chad Amar, at least according to our version, Melech v'Hedyot u'Melech. He was the king, he became a Hedyot, then he went back to being a king. Ad Kan, story of Ashmodai and Shlomo. Obviously, there's a lot here. We touched on a couple of ideas, but feel free to look more into the Maharal, and into the Marsha, and into the Ben Yehoyada, and into the Ein Yaakov, and all the Mefarshim. We are up to L'dama D'Reisha. Now that starts a daf and a half of medicines in the Talmud, which we've touched on already, but we'll get back to. Hashem will be put up from the last cycle, tomorrow's daf, and then we'll pick up with the next daf on daf Ayin, Be'l Hashem, next time.